Revelation chapter 7. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth, so that the wind might not blow on the earth or on the sea or on any tree. Then I saw another angel ascending from the rising of the sun, having the seal of the living God. And he cried out with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to damage the earth and the sea, saying, "Do not damage the earth, or the sea, or the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads." And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, sealed out of every tribe of the children of Israel. From the tribe of Judah, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Reuben, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Gad, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Asher, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Naphtali, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Manasseh, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Simeon, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Levi, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Issachar, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Zebulun, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Joseph, 12,000 were sealed. From the tribe of Benjamin, 12,000 were sealed. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one was able to number, out of every nation and tribe and people and language, was standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and holding palms in their hands. And they were calling out with a loud voice to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb, saying, "The salvation of our God has come." Then all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne, and worshipped God, saying, "Amen, blessing, and glory, and wisdom, and thanksgiving, and honor, and power, and strength be to our God into the ages of eternity. Amen." And one of the elders answered and said to me, "These who are clothed with white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?" Then I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "They are the ones who have come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and have made their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. For this reason, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And the one who sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall not hunger anymore, nor shall they thirst anymore, neither shall the sun nor the heat fall upon them, because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and will lead them to fountains of living waters. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."